You're also recently back from the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Miami, Florida. You're on the Transportation Commission. It issued a half dozen or so resolutions. What's important to you and Normal in these resolutions, which are doing things like advocating infrastructure improvements, right, aviation improvements, things like that?
Well, I think, you know, I'm taking a broader look at it when I'm sitting with my fellow members on the Transportation Committee. And it's very, very clear that there's a national need for robust infrastructure spending. Now, how that gets done, you know, how it's funded, is there an infrastructure bank, are there grant, you know, block grants to do this? But mayors and especially East Coast mayors are very, very concerned about the state of infrastructure, be it roads, bridges, water systems, sewer systems, gas lines. These all need some attention. And, you know, compare the United States to other Western countries around the world. A percentage of our national budget that we spend on infrastructure improvement is significantly lower than most other developed countries.
And it catches up with communities. Could this not be billed as a jobs bill?
It could.
I mean, infrastructure improvements?
But the language is, the discussion is so politicized right now. You know, if you say, if one group says this is a jobs bill, the other group
calls it a jobs killer.
Right. Exactly.
Amtrak is regularly under fire. Did this committee at the U.S. Conference of Mayors take on the Amtrak funding issue?
We did not. I'm also on the Amtrak task force, passenger rail task force, and we did meet and we talked about some issues. Probably the biggest threat to Amtrak is taking the long distance routes and eliminating those. And I think you could probably find it on the Amtrak website. If you see a before and after picture of the network of passenger rail with the long haul routes and without the long haul routes, there are just little corridors, four or five little corridors in the entire United States that would be served by passenger rail.
I mean, the long haul corridors are short routes for some people.
They are 80% of the people that ride the long haul. Routes are doing short routes.
Yeah, they're not going across the country.
Right.
What's the real effect of these kinds of resolutions from the U.S. Conference of Mayors? Does it end up as legislation? Do lawmakers actually see them?
You know, that's kind of the staff side of U.S. Conference of Mayors to advocate for that. But I mean, you know, if you're a sitting congressman and you see resolutions from a group of people that represent 70% of the population of the United States, you know, I think you got to pay a little bit of attention to that. It doesn't mean you've got to do it, but I would think it's something you don't dismiss.